Hello, Eric.
Yes.
How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. This is a TH in Dubuque. Hey, I got a couple questions for you, first of all. How old are you, Eric?
I'm 21.
21. And did you go to WD?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And what year did you graduate there?
2010.
Okay. And then was your dad the late Daniel Francis?
Daniel Francois, yes.
Francois, right. And did he go by Daniel or Dan?
Either one.
Oh, okay.
You can put Daniel.
Okay, cool. Now, Eric, when you did this training, what made you decide to go for Farsi?
It was a hot language at the time. They kind of gave me options from a few different ones, and I chose Farsi.
Uh-huh.
It was sounded interesting and challenging at the same time, so.
Yeah. How difficult was that training? It sounded like it was pretty intense.
Yes, it was. The initial training when I first learned it, it was a year-long course, and it was definitely intense and difficult.
Yeah. And then this one at near Tacoma, that must have been something too. You had to use the language all day.
Yes, 12 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Huh. That would be, I would think, a great way to learn a language.
Yeah, it's kind of like the only way I think you can learn a language is just by using it every day.
Yeah. Where are you at now?
I am living in Cedar Falls, Iowa.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, and then how often then do you get to use this linguistic training?
Not very often, actually.
I
don't use it a whole lot.
Yeah, but if the time came, you'd be ready.
Yes. Yep.
Yep. All right. Yeah, tell me then a little bit more about what it was like, this high-intensity training. What would each day be like?
Each day, we started off with, like, vocabulary. We had a little quiz. Then our instructor would speak Farsi all day, and we would go on BBC News, Persian News, and we would read articles and listen, watch news videos. And then we would, translate the passage.
Uh-huh.
And then we would have little activities where we would play little Farsi games or talk to each other, have conversations in Farsi.
Uh-huh.
And that basically went on for 12 hours a day.
Yeah.
We didn't really have any book materials in front of us. There was some available, but we just, because for our DLPT, our test at the end of the course, they were preparing us for the higher level.
Oh, wow.
And so that was consisted of a lot of news. So we did a bunch of news.
How'd you do at that test at the end?
I passed it with a 2-2. That's a passing level and to get paid for the language as well.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. The grades are based on numbers like one plus two, two plus, and then it keeps going up to.
Oh, okay.
Our test topped off at 3. You couldn't get higher than a 3.
How often then afterwards do you get called in to work on translation there?
My job in the military isn't actually a translator. I could be, but there's actual linguistics.
Oh.
So, yeah. They might call me to like help with the translation, but
yeah,
that's not actually what I do. But
a what?
That's actually not what I would do.
Oh, okay.
Is translate things, but
what do you do?
My MOS is 35 Mike, which is a human intelligence collector.
Oh, okay.
So what I would use my language for is when I'm collecting intelligence, then I would use my language to try, you know,
I see
verify.
What you mean.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. And then one question I'm sure people would have is, how do you keep up with it now that you aren't in the training anymore?
Military has given me some resources. There's online resources, and such as like we have access to Rosetta Stone.
I see.
There's also books I got from my class when I first learned it. We got to keep those.
So, because hopefully, I mean, it would all come back to you pretty quick.
Yeah. When I went to Washington, I haven't spoken the language or anything, and I went to class, and it came right back to me. So.
Oh, uh-huh.
The training is very good.
Yeah. All right. Well, cool. Hey, Eric, thanks a lot for speaking with us. We're going to put a little story in the TH then.
Okay. Do you know when that would be coming out?
I think tomorrow or the next day.
Okay. I know I gave them a headshot, and it wasn't in my uniform.
Oh, okay.
But I'd like to get that one out to you, too.
Oh, okay. Cool. Super. Well, hey, thanks a lot.
No problem.
And do you think your mom or something wouldn't mind talking to us?
No, they wouldn't. My mom right today is going to work all day, but Dave, he's has off all day today.
Okay, and he's your stepdad?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'll probably give him a call then.
Okay.
Cool. Hey, thanks a lot, Eric.
Not a problem. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.